In the same way we went out of Mitzrayim, that's where we're going to go to this Golus. The two Nisyonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael wouldn't be ma'amid in them, therefore 80% of Klal Yisrael died in Makas Choshech. The first test we saw was that they wouldn't be able to stand the Nisoyin of taking the money. The Koich Ve'etzim Yodi of Mitzrayim was so deeply buried in them that they wouldn't be able to break that. They were going to the Mitzrayim's houses, and instead of just looking at the wealth, they would take some of it.
That's the four fifths that died.
The 80% they died. Chamushi.
So many people couldn't take the Nisoyin.
That's what it says. Yeah.
That end is coming this
time. I'm surprised that there were so many that didn't die. How many people left Mitzrayim, made it into Eretz Israel?
Women
and children aside.
None.
Two.
And the Levites.
Meshach Chochma says that it's going to be the same when Mashiach comes. The same way as we went out of Mitzrayim, the same way we'll go out of this Golus. Could be that Mashiach will come for two people.
But the Levim also made it.
We'll see. Yeah, and the Levim. You and I are okay. You're okay. You're also right.
Stop smoking.
So they wouldn't withstand the test of stealing, and what?
Wouldn't be stealing. It would be, yeah, call it stealing. The problem wasn't stealing. The problem was the Koich Ve'etzim Yodi. No. To remove from themselves the Koich Ve'etzim Yodi. Hashem says, I don't want to make panasa this way. And they couldn't. They couldn't be lech techa chara b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. That's the first thing.
They were going to get those treasures anyhow.
Nachon. We're all going to get the treasures that are Magia to us anyhow. We all do dodgy deals. Why? Anybody's in an Asoin of panasa does dodgy deals. Why? You're going to get what you're going to get anyway. You're not going to get what you're not going to get.
It wasn't just that. It was that and this upcoming one. It was the combination.
Yeah, now we're going to see the second one. Yeah, we've only seen the first one. We want to see the second one.
It could be some would have withstanded the first, but not the second.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's first see the second one.
What was the first one again?
First one was this concern of not taking the wealth from the mixed room during Marcus Chesha.
Yeah, the second one?
We haven't done it yet.
Ah.
There are no previews here yet. No trailers. It's a movie. You've got to watch the movie. Hanisoyin Hashem Yitrachesh B'Leil HaSeder could be even a harder Nisoyin. B'Leil Shimurim, his story is there. In this first Leil Shimurim, the first Leil HaSeder, the first night of Pesach, he said, V'kosom Shul B'nei Yisrael B'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Siyah. But this was obviously very, very close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hem Yishvu Chaburas Chaburas V'Ochles Korban Pesach Kilchosoy. They sat, each one in his Chabura, eating the Korban Pesach Kilchosoy with all the dinim. Mamash like a chosin and kala eating their little suda after the chuppah in the cheder yichud. Mamash, at this incredibly high moment, the next test came. Shehamid b'mifchan es dveikus shel Yisrael b'lukos elukeim. They were tested in this dveikus to Hashem. They were tested. Hakadosh Baruch Hu rotze sheyichud yeh mirotze. Hashem wanted this yichud that we have with Him to be from our choice. Mibechira chovshis hanoivas milibo shel kol yehudi. Each Jew has to express the desire for the yichud and the yichud of the Kadosh Baruch Hu from his own heart. V'lo k'toytzar mitzivos mechani lerotzen Hashem. And not because of the enormous nisim and niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the makas to Mitzrayim. Hashem rotze sheadveikus shel Yisrael beboiram lo tye bebechines kofa lem hakegigis. There was two ways to makabel the Torah. The one is nasa v'nishna, and the other one is kofa lem hakegigis. And you need both. But this relationship, Hashem wanted it to be begeda nas v'nishma, not begeda kippa lem hakegigis. Ulechem Hashem isbarach tzives b'nei Israel. Hashem gave them a mitzvah, a commandment. Ish al yetze mipesach beisoy ad boike. No one go outside, no one's go out of your home until the morning. You stay inside, close the windows, nobody goes outside. Zu shas hayichud ben Yisrael avim shel shamayim v'aleichem liyais bebateichem im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to stay inside in the Cheder Yichud with Hashem. Not to be interested and know what's going on outside, because there was a lot going on outside. Sounds very simple. Go inside, don't go out, just lock the door, close the windows, draw the curtains, and wait for tomorrow morning. There was screaming and confusion and panic in the streets like there never was before. And this is happening to your worst enemies. The people that have been torturing and tormenting and killing you and murdering your children for the last over 200 years. Peek out the window and see like a little bit, what's going on here. You want to look outside, you want to just walk outside and go have a look and see your mixed neighbor suffering a little bit. Go outside and just see the your torturers, your murderers, the people that made your life misery. Just go outside and see them suffering a little bit. You're sitting inside, you get scared, you see there's all these things going on. Maybe it's got something to do with me. Let me go look outside, see what's happening. Despite all this, Hashem says, you keep the door closed and you stay inside. What's going on outside, it's none of your business. No one goes out, no one comes in. You have no way of finding out what's going on outside. Not what's going on next door, what is going in the street next door, what is going in the whole of the Eretz that you've been building and working on and putting together the last over 200 years. You have to switch off your television sets, you have to switch off your internet, you have to put your phones away, you have to just be alone with Hashem, not know what's going on in the world, bichlal. We can do that for 24 hours.
And it's screaming at the doorstep.
No, no, it's right there, it's mamash.
12 hours. Night.
Hashem has a look and he says 80% not going to make this test. They're going to go outside and see what's going on, what's with my neighbors, what's with him, to go see the falling of the enemies. Therefore, they didn't make it there that night. They died in Makos Choshech. Nishmosom nitla b'makos Choshech, kedei shem yomosu zakayim v'lo yomosu chayvim. This way they died without being over this tzivu of Hashem. Im yesh mashu bo'olam shemafril et dvukosam b'kodesh Baruch Hu ma'enim roim la'ago. If there's something interfering with your relationship with Hashem, you're not zeichet to be redeemed.
You're saying that Hashem knew the 80% and killed the Makkas in Choshech, so that they shouldn't have that test on that night. So everybody who was spared managed to stand that test.
Azar shteit Chasam Sofer.
Nothing to do with me.
Chasam Sofer says.
I have a logistical question. Weren't the bulk of Klal Yisrael living in Goshen? I know that some spread out, but the bulk were in Goshen.
I don't know what was going on particularly on that night. You're right, I don't know. I believe that only the Levim were still in Goshen. If you stayed in Goshen, you weren't Meshubad. I always understood that those that stayed in Goshen were never enslaved. What happened is they started leaving Goshen because they wanted to start living more Goshen lives.
It makes sense, the Pasuk says, Itim Aleha Ores El Song.
Yeah. So as long as they were in Goshen, they were protected. And then there wasn't a shibud, the Levim and anybody else who stayed around the base midrash. It was just they were living all over the Eretz. I don't know the practicality.
Huh?
Among the Rishonim. No, there you got it. Okay. כשמורן החסם סייף הזה, כצריך לברוך יושב בליל הסייד עם משפחוסי ותלמידוב, ונחסם סייף הסט עם פרסבורג, בליל הסייד עם his family and תלמידים, הוא מסביר להם שני ניסיונס הללו. He explained to them these two ניסיונס. אחר כך הוא המשיך ואומר. Afterwards he turned around and he said, כשכל מהדעת, וכל רחובות פרסבורג, ילדים ונכדים, my children and grandchildren, שומע היטב מה אני אומר לכם, listen carefully to what I'm telling you, שני הניסיונות הללו שניסה הקדוש ברוך הוא עשני במצרים, these two tests, that הקדוש ברוך הוא tested כלל ישראל in מצרים, יהיו שני הניסיונות האחרונים לפני ביאת המשיח, these will be the two tests that כלל ישראל will stand before ביאת המשיח. הקדוש ברוך הוא נוסס אונו, אנו זכרי והתאמצו שלא לייס חלילה בין אלו שלא יוצא, שלא יזכו לגל, and we have to try and work and make sure and exert effort to make sure that חלילה we not amongst that 80% that never went out. כי לא יהיו מסוגלים לעמוד בניסיונות, because they couldn't withstand the test. שנזכו לייס בין אלו שיוצאו, שיצליחו לעמוד בניסיונות זה, that we should be amongst those. That we matzliach to withstand this test, v'zochu b'schus kach letzeit from Mitzrayim, and we should be zoche because of this to go out of Mitzrayim, obviously to go out of this Golus. Okay, so we have to learn what are these two tests and what have to do with us. It's critically important information. This you have to have enormous pity for people that don't know about this Chasam Sofer. You haven't heard this from me before?
I have. I remember this.
I spoke in the Gro once. I brought this Chasam Sofer. Domani ki nisoyin ze mitrachesh b'yomeinu onu. Seems to me, says the Machaber, that this nisoyin, these two nisoyin, is happening in these days. Amnon b'ayfen shone, obviously, slightly differently. Ulam b'mohusoy ze nisoyin ze. In its essence, these are the nisoyinus. כיום העולם הגדול ועדיין החדשות שלו מגיעים לפתח ביתנו. עיתונים חרדים יש לכל עד וחוג. עיתון אלטרס הקודש. הכל ידוע וכולם מדברים על הנעשה בכל העולם ובמדינוסם בפרט. Today we're not short of news. Everybody knows what's going on everywhere. בקדושה בתארה, כרדי newspapers, you don't have to pay for them, you get them for free. I'm always nervous about people that give me things for free. with the electronic media, with the snail mail media, with whatever it is, everybody's very, very up to date and aware of what's going on in the world. Come on, Kain Haradifa Achre Hatanugos, Varotzen Lisashem Kifes Kol Hanoshut. The incredible pursuit of pleasure and the desire to make wealth and to become very wealthy surrounds the entire human world out there. That's what everybody's thinking about and talking about. Hapituim l'shkoya b'koleilu, the seduction to be immersed in all of this. Mukhunoim ha'pezach v'ese shekol yudi. You don't have to go very far, it's mamash on your doorstep. V'rega echad v'lechitzas machshev, one second, one push of a button. V'mechuba l'kol ha'ilam kuloi. He's in the whole world. He can buy whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. He can make money in ways that have got nothing to do with Torah, that the Torah is not exactly happy about. He knows all the politics and all the news and everything that's going on in the whole world. And he's also, if he wants, he's got access to all the disgusting muse, the disgustingness of the world out there. Where are we living, Lamaisa? Yudisha Chaima Kodesh Baruch Hu Bumma Tmim Kilo Koich Veitzim Yodi Oisel Yes Achai Lazeh. A Jew who lives with Imunat Tmim and Hashem, and he knows our biggest enemy is Koy Kveitzim Yodi Yosel Yosachai Lazeh. That's what has to be broken. Mitnatek mea politika v'chadashot. He detaches himself from politics and the news. Kolanasu mitrachesh po'ilam einu manyenoi. What's going on in the world? Lo manyenoto. Yesh lo isukim chashuvim yosi. He's got much more important things to be taken care of. Letzareinu ma'atim hayim ha'imdim in the soil. There were very, very few that were standing this test. Achadashot ha'mu'udchanot, the updated news. Misnesoiso is ka'amu be'itonim sheltaras ha'kodesh. From newspapers. Hadava goyim yudim yirem litanyen be. And therefore, God-fearing Jews, very interested in what's going on in there. Ledoin ve'ledoish be. To talk and discuss, and the tzareinu musugolim ayim af laik mabat binyonim ailu beemtzat tefila. A person can even get involved in these things in the middle of tefila. Letzeis mi beis hamidrash b'shas alimut leshama yediyeh masiru nosefes. To go outside, you have another news or another little piece or another. You know, they have the phone calls. You know, the you can get the news on the nice. It's called, you know, on the telephones. Your kosher phone, you can phone a number 3 and you get all the nice.
That's
a kosher phone. You can phone a kosher number and you get the news. Kosher news. Kosher news. Hayichud ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael mufra. That exclusive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely disturbed. V'shel ha-sakranot hazeh, this inquisitiveness. U'dvekuseinu v'Hashem einu mushlemes, and advekus to Hashem is not mushlem.
So is that not taking the money then?
No, that's just first of all the news, that's not going out the door. That's not going out the front door to see what's going on in the world. The other one is making sure that you make an honest panosa. You make an honest panosa. There are lots of excuses today to not make an honest panosa.
Isn't Koch Yetzim Yodi that even if it's doing honest, I'm attributing it to my own.
Correct.
And even if I'm doing
that's a further problem, yeah. But that's not honest. That's not honest. Attributing to yourself is part of the sheker. You know?
Hashem
doesn't need your help to make a panasa.
No, but if you make a dishonest panasa, you're saying Hashem, you need to do it because Hashem won't be able to do it for you.
I don't know what people think. Maybe if that's what some people think. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. That may be part of it in Achinami. That's part of Koich Veitzilodi. I need to do this because. Terrified. I'm just terrified. You mentioned once the Chofetz Chaim that said that if an atom bomb would land next to somebody before Mashiach comes, the Vokhtovel I think said it was an atom bomb because by the time of the Chofetz Chaim there weren't atom bombs, but it doesn't mean the Chofetz Chaim did not know about atom bombs. Because Dessler spoke about what the landing on the moon has to do with Klal Yisrael before they landed on the moon. You know that? Because Dessler has a whole shtickle on what the landing on the moon is, what is that got to do with Klal Yisrael. They're going to land on the moon. The Chofetz Chaim spoke about them landing on the moon. He told his granddaughter, with all the light you're talking about up there, they'll still put a man on the moon. So whether he knew about atom bombs or not, I don't know, but the bottom line is he said that before Mashiach comes, an atom bomb can land next to a Jew and won't harm him. On one condition. He's a mensch. He's a mensch. So they asked him, what's the getter of a mensch? He said, Menutak mechukas agoy. Menutak mechukas agoy. You're living like a Jew without taking anything from their world. Can't say you do that. Mipisayfrim v'svarim ayin b'maral chidush agor Sanhedrin. Noida ki oimek apshat v'pirush ha-kosav ha-imash ha-mashiach yobu anu v'reichiv ha-chomor. Says Mashiach's going to come riding on a donkey. Watch pshat.
Too many traffic jam, don't get any of it.
Yeah, so the sixth upshot is he'll be riding on a donkey. The Mashiach will come into town riding on a donkey. The pshat is the Mashiach will be somebody who will be ruling on his physicality. Mashiach will come to a generation that's going to be up to the eyeballs in Gashmas. And we will have the koyach to be sumera, to turn away from that. And our detaching ourselves from that world will be what brings Mashiach. Now Yom Zem is maybe Dibre Chazal Masech to Sanhedrin says like this, Amma Ula, Yaisi velo achminei, V'chein Oma Rabbe, Yaisi velo achminei, that Mashiach come but let me not be around to see it. You know, Chazal said that Mashiach come soon but don't let me be there to see it. Claim Eloye chai bedorahu, I don't want to be living in that generation. Rav Yosef Oimeh, let him come and I'll merit to sit in the shade of the donkey, the glali of the donkey. Glali means the excrement of the donkey. Chazal trembled from that generation that was going to see Mashiach, the Chevle Mashiach, the bird pangs of Mashiach. They were terrified of the low spiritual level of generation beyond that would see Mashiach. And therefore they said, let him come and let me not be there. In the Bechin of Oseh Toiv, the Hainu bebechina kiuma mitzvahs, learning Torah, mekayim in the mitzvahs, generating kedusha. Near Yehudim Yosef Mikol Adoyer Shalifneni will be the lowest generation that ever was in the Oseh Toiv aspect. Ulam bedova echad tegadol ma'aloseinu al pnei kol adoyer sakoidim. But in one area, will be much greater than any other generation. No other generation had to say no to the internet. Do you understand how great this generation is? No other generation had to deal with Etnisoyim. We need to sit in the shade of the donkey, and not just in the shade of the donkey. We have to sit in the waste matter of the donkey. Hasamelis is a chaymeshev chomer. That's the most physical aspect you can ever get. Waste matter is the most physical thing you can get. The most physical aspect of the food and the mazonus of the person and the animal. You don't get it. It's complete waste matter. There's nothing ruchin in there at all. It's dafka this. Detaching oneself more and more and more from this chomer. And that's why we'll be right to Gula, where all the generations before weren't. This is such an enormous sumera. No other generation had the opportunity to do this, and another generation was able to do this. Incredible sumera. And that's the problem today, because we're mechanicking our children in Oseh Toiv, and we're not teaching them this. We're still mechanicking them as Yitzchoks and not Avrams. At least we should mechanic ourselves properly. We get depressed because we're not Rebbe Kiva Eigers. We get depressed because we can't learn the way they learned. We can't put in 18 hours a day, and we can't do what they did, and we can't do the Chidushim, and we can't understand, and we can't do Shas the way everybody did, and we can't do the mitzvahs they went to. We don't have the koyach that they had. But the quick there, they used to fast. Rabbi Elalopin used to fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. Try and fast one morning, you can't learn already. And we get miserable because we're not like that. That's not our job. Rabbi Kiva never had to walk around Times Square. Once asked Rapinkas. Rapinkas said, I'm not scared of Rabbi Akiva Eger. If they ask me, why didn't you write Rabbi Akiva Eger? Why didn't you become great like Rabbi Akiva Eger? I'll say, Rabbi Akiva Eger walked down Times Square, he also wouldn't have been Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's not only soil. Only thing is to turn away and to turn away and to turn away and become a kaddish through that. Obviously, to Isaac Toiv, and that's Hashem, we're going to start that now. Why don't we have to be Yitzhaks as well? We've got another half a page and then we'll start that. Aval. We need to know that our godless lies in the Sumerah. When you've got that clear, wow, the opportunities for greatness are massive. Ramam is very, very great in this generation. Now let's go do some Oiset Toivs.
That was Avraham.
Huh?
That was Avraham Avinu.